God loves to intervene and help us in supernatural ways just because we're his kids and he loves us so much.
Are you a career and family woman who's great at taking care of everyone except yourself? You'd like to get refilled, but there's just not enough time in the day? If so, you're in the right place, friend. I'm Amy Gustafson with How Leaders Replenish. Consider this your one-stop shop to enjoy some coffee talk with a gal pal, where we'll dig into replenishment, relationships, and fulfilling your life calling with God's grace, so you can be a better version of who you were made to be for the benefit of not just you, but everyone around you. Let's do this.
There, we are talking about what do you do when life is throwing chaos your way and you just can't find rest. There is a way to get victory through those tough seasons of life, and we are going to talk about that today. In one of my earlier episodes, I shared about a young female resident doctor who is attending our church, and she asked me if I could meet with her and help her through some tough things she was going through. And if you heard that episode, she had shared with me when we got together for coffee that she was just struggling with all of the workload that she had and being a wife, and then her husband was wanting to have kids soon and just couldn't figure out how that would possibly happen, being pregnant during residency. And so we talked about that, and I just encouraged her and mentored her through that. And one of the key things that I mentored her on that I think will help everyone listening to this is I asked her, what is your biggest challenge that you are going through right now currently? And she said, I think the biggest thing that I'm struggling with right now is, she said, in addition to having the full workload of seeing patients and doing all of her residency responsibilities and the learning that she was required to do during that time as well, and studying for her medical exams and things of that nature, she said, in addition to that, I'm on call on a regular basis. And so she and three other residents in her area of ophthalmology were on an on-call rotation. And she said that she was always matched with a seasoned doctor, and they would be on call from the time work was over that day till the next morning. And she said, every time I'm on call, I get called in, and I'm usually there through the night, sometimes don't get home till 3, 4 a.m., and then have to be back to work at 8 o'clock or whatever time it was. So she said it can be very, very little sleep, and it's just very hard to deal with. I am a person who really believes in the power of prayer. I believe that God wants to help people. I believe that God is for you, not against you. And he's looking at you saying, invite me in and let me show you how I can help you. Because God is like a loving daddy, and he has a good plan for each and every one of us, and he wants to help us if we'll just ask for help. And I think so many times we don't ask for help. We just think, oh, I don't want to bother him, or oh, this isn't a big enough thing for prayer, or oh, this isn't something that could really be prayed for. We often don't think that God is maybe going to answer prayers, or that things are even okay to pray for. So what I said to this young lady is, why don't you start praying when you know you're going to be on call the next day? Start praying the morning, the day before, so that you have plenty of time for God to be working on this prayer for you. Pray the day before you're on call, that the next night when you're on call, there will be very few to no emergencies, and that everything will just be dealt with during the day, and that you won't be out on call past 10 p.m. And she looked at me and she said, well, wouldn't that be praying that people who have a serious need don't come in when they're hurting or in pain? She said, I don't think that would be right to pray. And I said, no, that's not what the prayer is at all. The prayer, you're praying a day in advance that there won't be any emergencies that you have to be there dealing with past 10 p.m. And I said, that gives God time to work on their bodies to see that either they come in early during the day for the treatment they need and they don't leave it till evening, or that their eyes are supernaturally healed and they don't have any problems at all. So I said, either way, your prayers are benefiting the patients. And she said, oh, that makes sense. I never even thought about doing that. I said, well, you put that into practice. Just put it on your calendar every time you're on call. Pray on the way to work the day before that you are going to be home from being on call by 10 p.m. or not be called in at all. And so she said, okay, I'm going to do this. I didn't even discuss that with her the days preceding and the weeks preceding that I saw her. About 3 months later, she was visiting with me one day and she said, Amy, remember when we had that conversation and you encouraged me to pray nobody would need to be seen those nights or that I'd be home by 10 p.m.? And I said, yes. And she said, do you know that I have faithfully and consistently prayed that every time that I was going to be on call? Since I started praying that and you gave me that advice, I have never had to be there past 10 p.m. In fact, I even had one of the seasoned doctors who takes rotations with all four of us residents say to me in the last week, you know, I love being on call with you because normally when I'm on call, I'm here half the night or more. And when I'm on call with you lately, I never am here past 10 p.m. And she just had to hold back the laughter that the seasoned doctor said that to her because she knew exactly why that was happening. And I thought it was so cool and such a testimony because that meant that with the other three residents, they were still being called in through the night because it was a common thing. But with her, people saw that it was different. And the difference was that she was praying over it. She brought that whole scenario up to me because she was having a hard time finding rest and getting enough rest at night. What's keeping you up at night? What is preventing you from resting like you need to be resting? Maybe it's sleep for you, or maybe it's just not being able to find 30 minutes a day to sit and relax and drink a cup of your favorite drink and read a book or something that you need to be replenishing with. Ask yourself, what is that one thing that might be blocking me from having that 30 minutes of replenishing time or getting enough sleep at night? And then just really pray over that area that it would be supernaturally dealt with. Because God loves to intervene and help us in supernatural ways just because we're his kids and he loves us so much. So I hope that encourages you today. Just a little nugget that I shared with her that was life-changing that she continued to operate in throughout her years of residency, fellowship, and now as a full-fledged physician. And I want to encourage you that what God did for her, he will do the exact same thing for you in whatever your area of need is as you look to him and as you are diligent to pray over that area. God has a good plan for your life. And whatever you are going through, whatever chaos seems to be going on, you are going to make it. You are a strong, powerful person that God has created for an amazing purpose, and you are going to fulfill all that he has called you to do and be a blessing to humanity. I believe in you, my friend, and I am praying that you have a restful and replenishing week. Thanks for being with me today. If you enjoyed this, would you do me a big favor and take a moment to leave a review to help other professional women and moms find our podcast too? I would appreciate it so much. Also, if you have a question you'd like answered, there's a tab for you to leave a voicemail on our website, and yours might be one of them chosen to be played on the podcast in the future. I pray you have an amazing week and look forward to visiting with you next time.